This program is sponsored by the Hemp Embassy, where you can find many beautiful products manufactured exclusively from hemp. The Hemp Embassy also has considerable information on the use and abuse of drugs and is dedicated to the cause of drug law reform. The Hemp Embassy has long been a supporter of NIM FM, and we urge you to support them in their efforts to bring sanity to our legal system.
And we are back. So, and we have a full studio here. Not only is it I, the goddess, channeling through the husk.
You are the only one on that, aren't you?
Marie on mic. We've got Mike on mic, the mayor.
And the grand person.
And God. Graham Oscar Dunstone.
God from the cyanide watch.
So we've got a full studio.
So why am I so lucky to be surrounded by such gorgeous men?
Mad, we love you.
You know,
we love you, and we love what you put into NIM FM.
Have you thought of changing your prescription on your glasses, darling?
I have actually, but I prefer this vision. It's a better vision.
Yes. Keep the blurry pink ones. We like that.
Rose-coloured glasses, dolls. Okay, so welcome, guys. Hemp Power without Bob, with Mari instead. Can you cope?
Is it true Bob's dad died?
Bob's dad died, and he thought that was a big enough excuse to miss the Hemp Power.
Yeah, well,
I think shame on
him. I'll let him get the funeral today. We'll let him get away with it.
Well, I don't know.
Tomorrow.
Down in Sydney.
He could have broadcast from Sydney. Come on, if he was really a president of a radio station, he should have had a very long extension cord.
Oh, get real, guys.
So he could have done
his show down there. You mortals
are so obsessed. Let's not send flowers to the funeral.
You mortals are so obsessed.
You probably decided not to send flowers.
Well, I know you, Michael. You'll send something else.
Well, they are flower heads.
It's something you just don't look at.
Do you know John, when John Marsden died, he asked for a file of amyl nitrate and a joint and a bottle of whiskey to go in his coffin, right?
And a young boy,
So they ring up for Manly and say, we want to find Bob the Builder to get your Hemp Olympics champion joint roller, build the joint for that. Anyway, I rang all around New South Wales building sites. We couldn't find Bob the Builder. So I sent down this great joint, mate. Anyway, and I noticed in the one paper it said, no, you know, the amyl nitrate and the joint didn't get in the coffin. But a spokesman said, absolutely it did.
Good.
Who do you believe? You dig him up again and have a look. Is that what you do?
Oh, look, I'll probably, if you said to John Howard,
this is John Marsden.
Let's have an inquiry. Let's dig him up. Let's spend a few million.
This is John Marsden, the lawyer, not the writer.
The lawyer who I remember made one for an early Mardi Gras. He paid for those T-shirts of Bob Hopkins dancing on the front. Tissot wears one. Hopkins.
Does he just?
Oh, yes. I remember. So Marsden was a joker.
He was a big pot smoker and supporter of ending prohibition.
And he died young.
Yeah, and he was a bit of a lech, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, let's
hanging down the toilets for boys never really got me.
Well, guys, where are we going to be heading to in the Hemp Hours today?
Excuse me, you've changed the subject.
Yes, I'm good at that. I'm very good at that. Because I got your media release, Michael, with regards to the changes for the Hemp Embassy, Hemp Museum.
Who called it a hemp museum? Did I hear that?
Yeah, who called it?
Just the Nimbin Museum.
All sorts of people call it a hemp museum. Ooh. And I think they're confused between the embassy and the museum. And, of course, the cannabis thread through the museum.
Mm.
Yes, so, but there are changes.
Anyway, I spat
there.
The dummy, and the dummy is hanging on the door. And I don't know. I was just talking to Graham about it. I got to make a move. I mean, the police have said Michael, the museum doesn't pass the new fire regulations. A big bullock yoke fell on Arrow's head in there the other day and sort of fully whacked him. What if it had hit a kid?
Yes.
Sandy just told me someone had put a big lump on a combi and it fell down and missed a kid by inches. So I got to listen to a few warnings there, probably.
Close it down. They've closed it down.
Big clean up. Else going to paint the path again. The rainbow serpent path.
The serpent.
And open again. But I've talked to the crew who are around. The street culture, whatever we want to call it. And, look, people understand. It has been trashed heaps. Remember it was a youth club? Remember Kathy had the back room as a youth club at one time? And it's kind of, because I'm blaming boarding school. Because of boarding school, I'm very attached to the teenage years I missed out on.
Uh-huh.
Love teenagers. Always give them too much rope. And it's a bit of a mess, the museum. And, of course, you know, I go over there.
Don't carry on with your blue tail boarding school stuff. Every time I get in the shower with you, you flick me with the towel. It's just the things that you picked up in your boyhood.
Is that a water-saving experience, or is there more?
The flicking with the towel. No, it's just inflicting pain for the sake of what he learned at boarding school.
anyway, if there's anyone listening and they've got any interest, the museum really does look a mess. I've got someone actively hassling me.
Well, I've got
would like
news.
To take over the building.
I have good news on that front.
But it will become shops.
I have good news on that front. Someone is listening. And how do I know? Because we won, this show won the prize of the most representative Nimbin radio show. So all I can say about you, Nimbin, you're a bunch of sickos.
Well, the actual title
was...
show that best reflects Nimbin culture.
Sickos.
Ooh, there'll be a few people who won't like that.
Well, I thought it was the Nimbin Aboriginal.
That's all I can say. That's all I'm going to say.
But, seeing the three of you, your good selves and Bob...
You need new glasses, the three of us. You really do, Darwin.
Smiles on your faces. You look so happy. And I saw some of the good time footage that was shot there when you did that beautiful lineup of being happy. Fantastic stuff,
when was
guys.
That?
Looks,
I can't remember that.
96, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Long time ago.
No, it was just great. How did it feel to win that particular award?
It felt terrific.
We were chuffed. We were thrilled.
My only small disappointment was we didn't get the Sedition Award.
Ah.
Martin got that.
I knew
that.
You'd be upset about that.
Deservedly so, yeah. Martin got that. But yeah. Bugger you, Martin. Next year, you're gone, buddy.
And
we're going to sedit from now till then, buddy.
And the Bay FM annual fundraiser presentation of awards, whatever it was down there.
It was actually the NIM FM. Okay?
NIM FM, sorry. Terrible.
Wrong radio station. Yeah.
God, I got mangled walking over here. Hey, what was I talking about? Anyway, it was a terrific night, and it was a pity we didn't get it together to put the banner up earlier and let more people know, because lots of people didn't know. Wasn't it a good night? Thank you to you.
Very
and everyone else who got it together. Very tight, beautiful little...
Very in-house.
NIM FM family night.
Yes.
And the auction, the big Martin, he is... What a voice. I want his voice.
I called him the...
Mate, I want his voice.
Yes. He does not need amplification.
He does not.
He is beautiful. It was a very good auction. Justin and me and a couple other people will be spotters to help the auctioneer next time.
Yes.
We know the ropes. Us old cattle farmers.
Yes.
And,
there were some bargains there,
and
too.
And what a way to go. That is the way to auction. I have never seen Dame Anna go up at auction before and be so popular. That's the police at Mardi Gras. They've done good things for us.
Well, your hat. Now, I notice you're wearing a different hat today because the hat went up for, what, over $200?
$200. That was
the mayor's hat.
It was a Stromberg hat. Else found in an... No, she got it off Jessie.
I believe there was
her
a half...
artwork.
A half-smoked joint went with
it. The original joint from the first hemp show ever.
That was never finished because it was too strong.
Well, it was too strong. As you do, you put them down, you forget
as
about them.
Do.
Look at all these ones sitting around the studio.
Don't
that one's
that.
Still smoking. Look.
Oh, no, it's not. You are whacked, mate.
You thought it was incense, did you?
Yeah, thank you, Michael, for what you did. Thank you to all of the hemp people for what you did at that auction.
It was good, wasn't it?
I felt very privileged. And by the way, I'm not the only one to use those words. I've heard words privileged, honoured, real Nimbin.
Yeah, it was.
Groups of amazing Nimbin people in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, it was
There's
good.
Some of the descriptions that I've heard coming from that night.
And lots of laughs. That's what I like
Well,
about
for
it.
Me, to mean to see that auction...
I pissed myself more than
I
once.
Was just... In love.
Yeah,
that's
it was
a
nice.
Really good way to describe it.
Yeah.
With this town and its attitude. It
There's
was
a real
really,
heart here,
really
mate,
good.
Isn't there?
Yes.
It's a real heart.
It was, and it was a beautifully beating heart.
Well, I have to say, I felt a great deal of pride in our radio station.
You felt pride, hey? Woohoo!
My word, I did. Even as a goddess.
Buddha says it's
even
evil,
as a
the
goddess.
Last and hardest obstacle, pride.
Well, you know
Get
what?
Rid of it.
Fuck 'em. Because I felt proud and I dug it.
And you dug it.
Well,
did you?
You are the
chief. I thought here we've got this great little village, and we'll speak out. We'll say what we want to say. We're not regarding their laws. We're not regarding their silly rules because we know they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me a bit proud that we could do that, and we could do it as a group, as a family, as a tribe.
Yes,
I thought it was very cool.
And it's such a beautiful location.
Yeah, it's a top spot.
You know, there and the food.
Who's running the show down at the Bush Theatre?
Well, Adam, he calls himself proprietor manager.
Which is Adam?
He's the tall guy with a beard that's plaited and really long hair. Tall chap.
Okay.
He was cooking there on the night.
Okay.
Yeah. And just all the
so
fire.
So are there movies on during the week?
They do still run movies. Yes,
do they? They still run
yes,
the movies.
They're okay. still running them, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, but just the food and the warmth. You know, it wasn't a very cold night.
No, it was
night.
A cool night. It hadn't
it
even hard
a beautiful night.
Yeah, it was one of those. There's not many of those nights. Just, you know, we've got a bit thin on the ground. The developers are moving in. The money's moving in. The real estate, you know, it's all... I mean, it's the times we live in. The tide's out. George Howard.
Corrupt them.
No, we are just going to outlast them.
We
guys.
Are going to corrupt
the
them.
The truth will shine through. We will hang. We will wait.
And you do. You're listening to the Hemp Hours on NIM FM 102.3. And there we have the beautiful tinkling sounds of
the goddess's bell.
Heaven coming through.
The bell of eternal indifference.
And I'm going to move into a particular track because I can't help but think of you guys whenever I play this one. So this is for you boys. Yow! Feel so much better now. Oh, that was specially for the hemp guys. I'm good at that too.
Return to nature and nature's herbs. Get off the unpleasant come downs, reduce the side effects, stop the addictions with natural highs. There are nicer alternatives to chemical drugs from Happy High Herbs. Drop by for a free sample for all Radio NIM FM listeners. Happy Herb Highs, right next door to the museum, Collins Street, Nimbin. Happy High Herbs are very relaxed sponsors from NIM FM.
Probably less embarrassing if you don't bring a heater.
Sorry, we were just talking amongst ourselves.
Next week he's got 40 single mothers who want to come and do the radio show naked with us.
Now, why would
I am sick of knocking
that?
Back these requests.
Tell me, why would 40 women want to do that?
I have no idea. He's probably lying to me again.
I am the goddess now. Okay. I am speaking as a goddess, okay. And I do not lie as a goddess.
Hey, Michael, let's call his bluff. Bring him on.
Tragic. Tragic old men.
Let's have it. Come on.
Did you hear Roz Irwin talking this week on the radio saying, there's Lismore. Every other country around the world, including some of the backward parts of Africa, deepest jungle, they're all getting rid of fluoride, but Lismore Council, mate, they're putting fluoride in the water supply.
They vote for it?
Yeah, and Roz goes, look, it's not even worth a rescission motion. These old men, mate, they've just lost it. They are. They're all sort of over 50 rednecks running our council.
They need to watch Dr. Strangelove.
Well, yeah. Fluoride
at 50. That's the whole
reason
that they press the button in Dr. Strangelove.
And every single one I heard... It couldn't be. It might not be true. They've all got false teeth. So what would they know?
Fluoride only works in the very early growing stages. After that, it no longer has an effect apart from becoming toxic within the system. And whilst I've got you too quiet,
yeah.
I'd like to introduce another voice to the microphone, bringing him back after Ecocentric.
Excellent.
We're bringing Graham Dunstan back onto the microphone. Graham.
Do we have applause? Push applause.
Welcome to the Hemp Hour.
I used to call him Graham Over the Top Dunstan. He slowed down a little bit. Mind you, Nimbin's got a long memory. It's very unforgiving, isn't it?
I wouldn't call what he's done particularly slow.
I reckon putting out the word on Lake Cow was fantastic. And last I heard a couple of months ago...
The sharp pointy bit.
Yeah.
He is the sharp pointy bit. He's a bit out there.
Come on, Graham, you can get a word in.
Anyway.
Go, Graham. We love it.
I've never been able to get a word in. Let's understand.
Let's take over straight away then. Someone told me the other day, they stood at Lake Cowell and it like went, the mine goes for 10 kilometres or something. It's disgusting. The proportions blew me out. Tell us, Graham.
No. Okay.
1 kilometre.
Oh, just one more thing, Graham.
Oh, go on, Graham. Go on, you're God.
What am I but a goddess?
Tell us about that, Cal. What's happening?
Oh, I feel like a voice in the wilderness on this station. Lovely to talk to you folks in Nimbin today. Great to be amongst these friends again.
You better be quick.
Stoned again in Nimbin.
That's what it is.
What other town do you walk into? You get hit with a joint in the street, and then they drag you to the radio station and say, talk. listen.
And then butt in on you.
You're not allowed to talk that much.
It's dog-eat-god around here, my friend.
It comes to getting laughs. You've got to move fast.
Hey, what blew me out was some figures on how many tons of cyanide. You know, you've got some figures in your stoned head there right now.
I've got heaps of figures.
Tell me about cyanide figures.
Lake Howe Gold Mine.
Here's the statistics, guys.
Lake Howe Gold Mine, owned by Barrick Gold, the biggest gold producer on the planet.
Uh-huh.
Toronto-based.
Uh-huh.
Right? Canadian-based.
For 13 years...
That's America.
They're going to extract, over 13 years, 850 tonnes of gold. Right? And to do this, they're going to ship and use 80,000 tonnes of cyanide.
Okay.
Right?
That's massive.
Get the factors.
That's massive.
A huge scale.
These are the things that freak
this
me out.
This is poison on enormous scale.
80,000
tons.
And where does it come from?
How big is an 80,000
Where does it come from?
Just to visualise it.
Shut up, goddess. Imagine it yourself.
Well, divide it by 20, right, and you've got, 4,000.
What?
That's the number of containers.
That simplified it, didn't it?
Containers.
That's the number of containers. Or is it 40,000?
What sort of weed are you smoking down there at Lake Cal, mate?
A 20-ton container.
Didn't you tell me 800,000?
Get on your guide. He's worked it out.
Yeah?
Containers. You know what a container looks like?
It's a big train.
They're big.
It would be very, very long if it all went at once.
40,000.
Yeah.
40,000 of them.
And where does it come from? Gladstone.
Do we do that much?
Gladstone in Queensland.
Yeah. How's it carried? On the trunk line. The rail line. It goes through Cayuga Casino. It goes through the Richmond River catchment and then the Clarence.
Hang on a minute. Now, which is the train line they've stopped?
That's the Casino Timberwolumba line, Michael.
Thank God.
Oh.
So where does the train come in? It comes out the back of Queensland, sort of...
That's down the loop.
Crosses over to Cayuga.
Yeah. Where does it go across the Queensland border? Stanthorpe Way.
The loop. It's north
what
of
loop? Too loopy
Lions
me.
Yeah. No, Lions Road.
Lions Road.
There's an engineering masterpiece up there where the line flips on itself as it comes down the mountain.
It's a beautiful thing. Have you not been up there?
I probably have.
Yeah, there you go. It comes down and passes through a casino. Now, is it safe? Well, it's much safer than road transport, but not all that safe. Right. In 92, and I've just discovered this story, derailment at Condobolin. Right?
Yeah.
And Doblin's on the Intercontinental line, trunk line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the story of the freight train hitting a semi-trailer, killing the two people in board, turning it to scrap metal, derailing the two locos, then about four trucks, and ripping up at least half a kilometre of line.
And all the cyanide?
Case,
what happened to the cyanide?
40 tonnes of cyanide, just two containers, spill, right?
Yeah.
And scatter the pellets.
Yeah. They're pellets.
They're in white pellets, right?
And the rain hits them?
If it rains, they become toxic.
Yeah.
Big time, right? Very toxic. And if there's any acid near, it turns into hydrogen cyanide gas, as is used in the First World War.
What sort of acid?
Right?
LSD.
An acid cloud. One breath, you're dead, right?
You don't mean LSD, do you?
Cyanide.
What sort of acid present?
Any acid.
Any acid.
Acid soil.
Cyanide.
As in acid soil.
Oh, acid
lemon juice.
Soil.
Lemon
or
juice.
A battery.
Lemon juice.
Oh, shit.
A battery that's happened to...
You can't.
Right? Cracked battery.
It doesn't,
so
really,
one
it doesn't
battery.
Really matter that it's dangerous stuff if we drop it on the railway line or whatever. The use of it, the use they're going to put into it is to destroy our environment.
Yeah.
This is a huge wetland.
We're talking
where
about...
Where do they get it from? Where do they make it
Gladstone
from?
Gladstone...
No, I know where
you weren't
it comes
listening.
From.
It's a mine.
Where do they make it from?
Natural gas and ammonia sparked at high temperature, high energy. Takes heaps of energy just to make it.
And they create it.
Yeah.
So what do? They get natural gas and they put it under pressure and explode it or something?
With ammonia.
With ammonia.
Spark it in
the
catalyst.
And electric charges.
Yeah.
Bang, and it condenses out as...
And makes little pellets.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they make pellets out of it? It makes little pellets.
Yeah.
It's stored into pellets, right?
Bayer printed on them.
Excuse me, I nearly swore.
Orica.
So are they going to bring it through Kyogle over those wooden bridges full of white ants that are 100 year old, yes, holding up the railway lines?
Okay. Do you want to hear the accident story?
Yeah.
92, a derailment, totally freak circumstances.
Yeah.
Big time, scatters the pellets,
yeah,
for miles. The town is put on emergency,
yeah,
right? Alert, that they, you know, immediately leave if the cyanide crowd is created.
Yeah.
The airport is closed almost immediately,
yeah,
right?
Condobolin. And he had one plane a week. Yeah, go on.
This is the
anyway, I'm with you.
Yeah. Who cleans it up?
International tourists.
You're probably right. Certainly not the gold mining
backpackers.
Backpackers. Certainly not Orica, who manufactured it.
Morphers.
And it turns out not the rail authorities, they don't have these emergency services. It was the volunteer firemen from the town for
You're
3 days.
You're joking.
They cleaned it up.
Where'd you get this story?
On the Locklander. Right? It was reported there, but only once.
It
was a buried story.
Like the body at Mardi Gras.
The media couldn't get in. You know?
Well, that's a 7:30 report story, I reckon. Let's spill the beans or cyanide pills.
Yeah, let's tell everyone. Mm. And it's kind of crept up, you know. We just need one accident
on a Kyogle bridge, wooden bridge, and while it's raining, and this cloud will form. How big will the cloud be? It's like a nuclear bomb cloud. This is a Northern Star front page story. I love it. They're fully into drama.
North Coast white cloud.
Think death. Get a Northern Star story.
By phantom lethal cloud.
Yes, lethal toxic cloud.
He's decimated.
May consume Kyogle. That's six front pages, mate.
Well,
you got a story here.
That's going to kill cows.
Zeno will freak.
We don't have a railway line yet.
I'd say we've saved Lake Hell. This radio show's got a way of doing this. We come up with ideas, we're sure we'll save the planet.
Well, that's me moving the mic around. Well, I'd like to throw a bit of wisdom into the subject at this point. Being an activist from Darwin, where they used to bring the yellow cake out from Jabaluka, out from Ranger Mine, and they'd bring it through, all through Darwin town itself, out to the wharves.
Yep.
And I was a part of Everyone for a Nuclear-Free Future at that point. We were very active. We would be on the street corner doing street drama. We would be doing hit and run on different places where they were storing it. We used to practice putting our bodies in front of road trains. We're talking 54 wheels road trains, not those little B-doubles.
Did you have a radio station you were affiliated with up there?
Oh, it was the ABC radio talk back up there that really...
So you were radio active as well?
We were very, very active. Except one day, there was a yellow cake spill at this very famous intersection called the Berrima intersection. Where was one anti-nuclear activist at that moment to get on radio and go, what do you mean there was a yellow cake spill? We warned that this would happen. Mm. Not one of us could be found the day that the big story actually hit.
Mm.
So here we are talking about cyanide. We're talking about how much it takes to be able to dig that gold out and how much earth resources it takes to get that little ounce of gold.
And 75% personal jewellery. How much, what percentage personal jewellery?
Over half, Michael.
Yeah, I thought 70%. I heard 70%.
No, industrial uses are the main uses of gold.
No,
you're wrong. In India and all those countries, everyone carries their wealth around their neck, mate.
And there are more rich people on the earth than ever before.
Yeah, yeah. Gold jewellery is booming. You have a look.
Yeah.
It's personal jewellery, 70%. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating fact. I questioned it at the time, and then people said, well, you have a look, you know, someone said, India, all these people, China, they turn it into jewellery.
It's used for the very finest of wines.
But it's used for that too, but look, the rising market, I just read this gold report, promise you. And let me tell you, there's a campaign, and that's one of the angles in the campaign. Every time you see someone wearing gold, say, do you realise how much cyanide?
Give me that.
Yeah. Unless it's old gold.
A gram? What about when it's in
the ground? And then
gram,
it's just taken human blood.
2 kilo of cyanide.
What about golden filling?
Yeah.
Cyanide. You're costing the earth, mate. Your gold filling is costing the earth.
It costs the earth. It does.
So, back to the Kyogle story.
No.
Back to this imminent spill and cloud of toxic dust that's going to consume not just Kyogle and Casino, but probably Lismore. How big is a cloud of, you know, let's
how
serious.
Big is a cloud,
a container
right?
spills,
Come on,
much less six or eight or 40 of them. any idea? Has this happened? Has a cloud happened and consumed a village in Russia?
In Hungary, when they had that spill into the Danube.
Yeah.
Did they have a cloud there?
Where was the cloud?
Where was the cloud at Timbara?
The guy who invented this industrial process to mass-produce cyanide, because cyanide had been used in the gold mill, you know, difficult to make, and then there's this breakthrough with the big catalytic... The same German scientist then went on, volunteered as a matter of national interest to develop the gases of the First World War. So cyanide is the first, hydrogen cyanide is the first of the generation of drop the pellet in the bucket and a cloud forms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What do they used to call that? What did the Nazis used to call that? It had a name, didn't it?
Showers.
Lots of them from there.
They called it showers.
Cyclone. Cyclone B.
That's
what it became.
In Auschwitz, when you went in to have the shower, was it a cyanide gas?
You go into a room and the pellet will fall on the floor and they turn the water on.
Bullshit. It was a gas. Water came out. From my memory, no water came out. A gas came out.
Yeah, the guys up at the top used to put the pellet in this container, right?
Create the gas,
and then it would go down, right?
Same thing.
Yeah.
We should be talking about that. The same pellets that killed 6 million Jews in the war are what they're using on the war. And it only took 10 pellets to do it.
But you realise what they're using it for. It's a very strong acid, and they're using it to melt stone, basically to melt basalt, which is a matrix that you find gold.
Okay, and then the gold particles come out and cling to some magnet or something.
Gold being this incredible substance, and it really is a magical substance.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't rust. It doesn't. You can spread it so it's one molecule thick.
Yeah,
and you can do that with a hammer.
In the end, it's just more stuff.
Anyway, it's amazing stuff. No. But at what cost to get it?
Gold is another blessing.
Oh, look at the cost. Focus on the environmental cost of gold.
So you're telling me one pellet will kill a room full of people in Auschwitz, and we got a billion pellets in each shovel.
This is what I'm telling you, Michael. I'm saying that there is water poisoning on huge scale happening.
Yeah.
Right? Think about the absurdity of this. We're talking about the biggest inland lake in New South Wales.
It's disgusting.
And they're carting cyanide all the way from Gladstone.
Yeah.
Through over all these waterways, through all these communities, to basically tip it in the lake.
I thought they were bringing it by boat.
Is that correct?
6,090 tons a year for the next 13 years, just for a single gold mine.
For one gold mine.
Yeah.
Weren't they going to bring it by boat and then truck? They changed plans.
No, they've never revealed it. We had to drag this information out of them.
Okay, so maybe you told me you thought they were going to. So very hard to get the Nimbin protest down to Wee War. Where is it? What's the nearest town to Lake Cowell?
It's a casino.
Lake Cowell?
But really?
The nearest town?
No, we're gonna pinch off the cyanide.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Local actions all along the line, no more. You are complicit, morally complicit. Why should you expect?
No, we just go to Kyogre, mate, it's close. You know, in Afghanistan, what blew me out was the Americans are going to build this huge pipeline and ship all the oil out. Mate, it was real easy to work out to drill holes in the pipeline. They got thousands of kilometres of this pipeline. People are blowing holes in it, sticking their jerry cans in. I'll have a bit of free oil, thanks, mate. It's a nightmare for them.
No wonder this down.
They can't monitor thousands of kilometres of pipeline for oil.
I saw Bush before a huge press conference in CBS last night. And he's, this is major. He's under pressure. To come up with it. And he just bambles. You know, he just goes off about it. He's saying, well, I'm the tough guy and we're going to mortar it.
We stick to our word.
And then demolished by, I can't remember his
questions.
Name. The advisor that, long-time government advisor for Carter and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Brezhnev.
What did he say?
He said, here's a map. Brzezinski. Here's a map. He's the first advisor. Here's a map of Baghdad, an aerial photograph. Here is the area called the Green Zone. It is not a government. It is a fortress, right? And there is no effective government of this city.
Yeah.
And the guys who claim to be the government, right, are just receiving American visitors because they don't have any administration. They don't have any...
We live in ridiculous times.
Yeah. And claiming this is democracy is absurd.
It's right? absurd.
Absolutely.
It is absurd. Absolutely absurd.
So he's dead in the water, as George Bush. Big changes are coming.
And Howard's on the nose. Even in where did I see the Daily Telegraph this morning, leading letters bagging Howard. They're going to turn on him nasty, mate.
Yes.
He has got karma. John, if you're listening, and he regularly listens to our show, I tell you, mate, you are going to die an unhappy man. Because everyone's going to wake up to what you've done, and they're going to turn on you, old mate. It's going to be horrible.
Yep, talking of speaking up and speaking out, Michael, Independence from America Day.
When is that?
Sunday the 2nd of July.
2nd of July.
Byron Bay.
Okay.
You know, this is a Nimbin-born event in the sense... We invented it, didn't we?
I remember that. I remember.
You were there?
Yeah, I'm sure cannabis had some idea to do with that, this independence from America.
Go-betweens with Boundary Outriders.
The government will continue to avoid questioning ASIO's ability to avoid questioning the government. That is why the government will continue to avoid questioning ASIO. Australians realise that is why we've sent their sons and daughters to war. We've sent their sons and daughters to war to avoid questioning. Australians realise ASIO is better placed. Australians realise the risk we face. Australians realise ASIO is better placed to collect possible acts of terrorism. ASIO is better placed to collect possible acts of terrorism. Australians realise the risk we face. ASIO is better placed. Improving law and order is essential for re-establishing investor confidence and strengthening the local economy. ASIO is better placed.
But I've never been so proud to arm our security agencies. But I've never been so proud.
Government will continue moving to amend laws to avoid questioning. The government will continue to avoid questioning ASIO's ability to avoid questioning government. That is why the government will continue to avoid questioning ASIO. Australians realise why we've sent their sons and daughters to war. Australians realise we've sent their sons and daughters to war to avoid questioning. The government will continue moving to amend laws to avoid questioning.
But I've never been so proud
to arm our security agencies. But I've never been so proud. But I've never been so proud.
And that piece was I Am So Proud of It by John Howard. That was Volume 1, put together by NIM FM's journalist Warwick Fry. It's also available on the web if you go on to http://nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com. And that Libsyn is short for Liberated Syndicate. You're listening to The Hemp Hours on Community Radio NIM FM. Thank you.
Yellow. We are back.
And
so,
we're still joined in the studio by Graham Dunstan, and somehow the hemp hour is diverted into Lake Kale and gold, and now we're going into...
We're moving on to a new topic here. We've decided that gold has had a hammering enough. It's already a molecule thick.
Absolutely.
So we're going to move on to something else to give a bit of a hammering to, and that is our favourite bad guy, America.
Ah, we're also talking storytelling and heritage about the hemp hour, because this event, Independence from America Day, sixth annual, right, began as a hemp protest in Byron Bay in support of Rusty and the sniffer dog issue.
Is right? Is this when he crucified himself?
No. This
when
is
he
later,
was put up on the cross.
First went to court.
This is well before he was put up on the cross. What a picture that was.
Yes.
He looked better than Jesus, my opinion. He made Jesus look like a wimp.
The images are up there in the internet, folks. They were magic moments.
And magic moments.
Yeah.
And it's what got Rusty into trouble with the Rambos in this last Mardi Gras.
He's made to be crucified, mate.
Dead set martyr, that man.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, Rusty.
Oh, yeah. Great heroic figure in the culture. Now, anyway, we got him up. He was so willing.
Nail me up. Could you put me up for the night?
I love this, my Rusty story. I thought the metaphor was so strong and he was so beautiful. It was like,
You know what gets me? It was outside, it was on the police station lawn in Byron Bay. Now, the police in Byron Bay have a reputation for being pigs, let's face it. You know, that's their reputation down there.
They were a bit overwhelmed by all those people suddenly arriving.
And they just left them alone. And
What else could they do? There was a traffic jam. They couldn't have got report.
Couldn't get the water cannon and the riot squad in on time.
So they just accepted. We said we wouldn't go into the station. So it was okay. We occupied the lawn. They got a berating. And then we crucified Ricky. And the last words for Christ up on the cross, we turned to Rusty. Hello, get the cattle out of the creek. I thought, so Rusty, magnificent, so nimble, great days. Anyway, the next event in defence of Rusty fell on the 4th of July, right?
Mm.
And in conversation with Michael, we get there.
Independence
Let's call
Day.
The event Independence from America Day, outside the Byron Courthouse, and have a speak out. So we had Peace Bus with the speakers on top. We went down there and had this speak out, and it was fiery.
Yeah, you're talking about the first Independence from America Day.
We burned a car.
And what are we up? But what are we up to now? How big is it now? Do we have a billion people?
The mayor of Byron will speak at.
Good talk. That's
a
what the
speak
world
out
means.
Against the American Alliance.
Yeah,
right.
It's terrific.
So, hosted by the mayor of Byron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the Byron Shire president.
Have you been around? Have you been away? Did you see that Byron? I was rapt. You know, these are the things that mean something to me. Isn't it ironic?
Negative little soul.
The Byron Shire has declared an area of the beach that the homeless can use.
Well, that's positive.
It is fantastic.
That's excellent.
Stuff. I was utterly impressed.
It's just sensible.
Well, it's just it's absolute common sense. There's no common sense left in politics. It doesn't exist. But the Greens will bring a bit back into Byron.
Mm. Went swimming yesterday.
Yeah, it's a class act. Did you go over there?
Oh, you're down to Byron. Went swimming. It's so beautiful.
There you go. Look the what water the, was, that's the Green Mayor. The water was how was
the water
it?
Was beautiful. It was
there
green.
You go. There you go, mate.
Yes, I swam contentedly.
There you
caught
go.
Caught a couple of waves. Mm. Caught a few rays.
Yeah.
Not bad down there. Too many people.
Sign of the times.
Too many
times.
People and got rich. A house at Warrego sold for $16 million. That's a lot of money.
Right.
The best house with the best view. That may get away.
Money means nothing. Get over it.
I reckon people who bring up real estate prices and values that are in a conversation are no-nos, right? That they're missing something about life and should be treated then, a little, questioning.
Hey, why are you going...
money is, let's face it, an irrelevancy. And you mortals...
Well, it's easy for you to say that.
Well, it is.
Yes, God. There are people homeless out there. There are people addicted to drugs that cost a fortune because of stupid prohibition. There are people addicted to drugs and other things that are legal.
Because they're legal.
We've got a selfish society that doesn't really... It's lost its sense of community. The nuclear family trip separates everyone, pits them against each other.
Because
there's a lot of suffering out there.
Because, and what is the cause of it? The
money.
Root of it? Money. Oh, you got it, buddy.
That's right.
It's got no meaning. It's got no reason. It's got no rationale.
It does for some people. It's taken over. Mm. It is absolutely the demon.
Mm.
Let's have a money burning day. Independence for America. Who is going to burn their money?
No, I can't do it.
I didn't say that.
I can't.
Sedition Award nominee.
I said I can't do that for green motives. It's plastic money.
Shall we have a sedition competition?
Oh,
yeah, I think life should be.
That'll attract a bit of interest.
I think life should be a sedition competition.
A sedition competition. Who would judge it?
Well, I think we should judge it, seeing as we're having the competition here, and we would like anybody to make entries. Sedition. Anybody who can, we'll give it. There's a great prize. Wonderful prize.
Well, Gerald, first of all, I'd like to hear your definition of what is God.
Goddess at the moment. Thank you.
What is your definition of sedition?
Sedition, bring down the government, bring down the powers that be, bring them down.
To where?
To our level.
To nothing. Bring them down, break it down.
Humble them, you mean?
No, the groups, the cartels, the powers, break them down. Everybody should be as powerful as everybody. It needs to be that way.
Where's the word sedition come from? What's said? Sedimentary?
It's kind of an empty definition. When you get into it, it basically means the government saying you can't say something.
You cannot contribute.
Sedition, the act of sedition. What is the act of sedition? It's attempting to bring down the government.
Yeah, and any act of speech.
So it's burning money attempting to bring down the government.
That's actually treason.
Is burning the flag?
Burning money, you'll be tried under the treason laws.
Okay. But then they declare organisations seditious, so they break up your offices and press and prevent your publishing, right? And they put your members in jail and occasionally hang them. They frame them. The secret police frame them. Yeah?
Hang their books or hang the people.
Hang the people.
Hang them high. Trials.
They just changed the laws and hung them. Organised.
Imagine those trees in the Byron beachfront with all these hippies hanging out of them. That sort of people.
And crows. Yeah, pecking at their
empty
eye sockets.
I want to go back to the sedition competition. Since we're doing it by radio, let's start organising it now. So there'll
sedition,
be an event.
Bring it on.
On Sunday in Byron Bay, starting 11 a.m. with the speakers on Happy Wheels, right?
Yeah.
And a microphone, right? And we're going to invite people to come out and be on camera, because, of course, the secret police will be there. Every word will be recorded.
Do you think you'll still retain Jan Marum as the MC?
You've got these
little
chip piles now with everything you do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The sedition competition. Yeah,
for sure.
It should
be
a global event.
Yeah, okay, so you're very visible. Remember
first global sedition awards.
In the sun, on Main Beach, being as seditious as you can be. Right? It's probably the least government thing you could say. Yeah?
Is it just words, or can you have actions too?
Doesn't my opinion. Event,
it's
oratory, big voice with a microphone.
Some poor nutter who needs attention will go out there and burn a $20 American note. They'll hound him down and beat his family to pieces.
To him, wouldn't you, Michael?
Well, right now I think that NIM FM is actually winning the sedition award, because I teach broadcast radio here, broadcast law here at the station.
And what have we done?
When it comes to radio, sedition laws for us are if we urge, use the word urge, inverted commas, real word, if we urge the public in any way to either speak up or speak against the government, its institutions, meaning courts, parliament, all of those sort of
urge
things.
Urge is the operative word,
our
like
broadcast
commercial
license is on the line. Now, this whole show is seditious, so I think we've already won the award. We're already there.
Without leaving your seat, no. Look, folks.
But what about people
you've
like...
You've got to do it in public place. Not every day,
radio,
but occasionally.
Fairly public.
You make a public statement. That's what Easter with Rusty and being crucified was made. You know, make it big, make it art, but make it public.
Make it noisy.
Well, Byron Bay is the category.
All I'm saying is it doesn't necessarily need words. There are many seditious acts that can be carried out without a single word being spoken.
Okay, here's a seditious act that follows. A carnival parade through Nimbin with samba blisters. The bestest samba band. The bestest cannabis samba band. No. The bestest samba band.
What's
on the north
samba?
Coast.
Yeah,
in the land of drummers. Here is someone who's... Well, it's what the basis of Mardi Gras in
Rio. Get to the point, Rod.
It's an upbeat. Dancing through Nimbin to the market ground.
We did
like
that.
Triumphant procession.
We did that.
Yeah.
We did that, you know, with
is
a
that
with a brave, hard horses guarding everyone.
I just
everyone.
Want to beat Martin. I just want to beat Martin. I don't think it's fair that Martin gets the winning position.
Look, here's an opportunity for parade. You dress it.
He's off on one of those things. He's on a rant.
You wear a hat. You carry a placard. You make a flag.
He's come making on, you guys out there who can't see, look closely at the radio. He's doing all these finger pointing and stuff. He thinks you can see.
I am manipulating your psyche, listener. That's what I'm doing. I am.
Anyway, it's going to be a day, isn't it? You know,
it'll be amazing.
And you know, it's going to be.
You're going to leave
the Sunday.
Turn,
it's the first Sunday in July.
Yeah.
At 11 a.m. beachfront.
Yeah, and you end up at the market ground. It'll be a great day in Byron.
Yeah. Beach Hotel, outside the
Beach
Hotel.
Out,
Independence
rally,
from America
make a
Day.
Make it art. Occupy
Market
Place.
This is where art is powerful. Art is powerful.
I thought
opportunity is fleeting.
I thought the whale carcass outside the Japanese embassy.
Best act of the year.
Was not bad.
Best act. Did you hear about that, Graham? Best act of the year, I thought.
Whale beaches itself.
Yeah.
Green activists grab hold of
some government did it or something.
No, it was green activists. Dragged it to the Japanese embassy.
Dumped it
in
outside.
The city.
In Germany.
And dumped it in Germany and dumped it outside the door. Said, here, we got one of them for you. you want these, don't you?
Okay, look, I'm going to take this microphone back and whip you boys into line because I know you like a good whipping.
Who told her that?
Haven't been showing her.
I've been peeking through windows. I haven't been talking. You know nothing
about
me.
We've got to have budget hit news. We have got some.
Okay, I'm going to cut to a old track coming off the Led Zeppelin Remasters double album and then come back and ask these men... What is the latest cannabis news coming in from
around
the world?
Excuse me, where do you get this from, these men?
You've got dangly
bits, Gerald. You've got one man and you've got one goddess.
I'd still love to have the debate with you over the goddess.
Yes, let's do it.
Are you up to such
things? Let's have a warm-up. He is chicken. I've offered him the debate. He will not do it. Anderson,
I am channeling now.
What about?
I am here right now. I debate.
I will extend that temptation. What about for a NIM FM fundraiser we have a debate... The goddess debate. You have to debate, the women. The women will debate whether you are a valid goddess and the one to carry the title. And perhaps we need a woman to come forth and lay claim to it.
Well, I'd be a woman to put such an event together.
There you are, goddess.
On public radio, I'm saying
I have a few handmaids that would like to come along.
Uh-huh.
Debate on your side or against
on
you?
My